This is Greg Moralia with your Outbeat Radio News for the week of February 4th, 2018. Jamaica has banned from entering its country a pastor from Arizona who called for gay people to be put to death. Stephen Anderson of the Faithful Word Baptist Church has already been banned from South Africa, the UK, and Canada for spreading hate, and he was arrested and deported while in Botswana in 2016. A spokesperson for the Ministry of National Security on Monday said Anderson celebrated the victims of the mass shooting at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. He's a Holocaust denier and said he would pray for former President Barack Obama to die and go to hell. The decision was made by the chief immigration officer because the pastor's statements are not conducive to the current climate. He was scheduled to speak at the University of the West Indies, which rescinded its invitation. Jay John, the activist whose online petition calling for the Jamaican government to ban Anderson from the country, garnered nearly 40,000 signatures. He said, quote, "This is a positive outcome in which I am very pleased," end quote. And here in the U.S., a married male same-sex couple whose twins share the same egg donor but have different fathers have filed a lawsuit against the federal government alleging that the U.S. State Department is discriminating against them by denying birthright citizenship to one of their sons. One twin, Aiden, has the DNA of Los Angeles native Andrew Davish Banks, and the other, Ethan, has the DNA of Andrew's husband, Israeli-born Elad. Ethan has now become a plaintiff at just 16 months old in a federal lawsuit against the U.S. State Department that seeks the same rights as his brother as an American citizen. Elad said, "What we're trying to pursue is justice for Ethan, and correct a wrong that the State Department is continuing to pursue that might affect other couples." He added, "These are twins. How can you differentiate between them? They were born minutes apart." The case was filed by Immigration Equality and said the children of a U.S. citizen who marries abroad are entitled to U.S. citizenship at birth, no matter where they are born, and even if the other parent is a foreigner. The State Department said it doesn't comment on pending litigation, but pointed to guidance on its website that says there must be a biological connection to a U.S. citizen to become a citizen at birth. Apparently, the State Department considers the marriage of the two men to be irrelevant. And in Indiana, despite overwhelming support for a proposed hate crimes law, representatives squashed the idea to appease their religious rights supporters. Indiana is one of only five states without any hate crime law. While Indianapolis was named one of the 20 finalists for Amazon's HQ2 offices that would bring thousands of high-paying jobs to the area, the Fortune 500 company was crystal clear that it would choose a location that values diversity and equality. Indiana Democratic Party Chairman Jody Zodi said in an emailed statement, "The Republicans reinforced today just how out of touch they are with the majority of Hoosiers, blocking a policy nearly two-thirds of Hoosiers support and 45 other states have enacted." For a calendar of LGBT events happening here in the North Bay, go to gaysonoma.com. For Outbeat Radio News, I'm Greg Moralia.